Erev Pesach, the one part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the one part that's so clearly and directly overlapping of our current experience, the quarantine. V'atem lo teitzu ish mi Pesach beso. They couldn't leave their homes that night. One off, only once in history. The rest of Pesachs throughout history, they could leave. Why couldn't they leave the night of Pesach in Mitzrayim? And it had nothing to do, at least according to the Ramban, with the fear of walking outside and becoming a victim of Makas Becharas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have just as easily protected them outside as he did within the homes. The answer, the Ramban says, is because the night of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu descended into human history for the first time in 2,448 years. The intensity of that revelation, of that Gilui Shechina. And it wasn't just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was his entire entourage of Malachim, all the Merkava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu descended into the human realm. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in Shechina is felt so deeply and so intensely, human beings don't just walk around and stroll casually saying hello. Out of deference and out of reverence and out of respect and out of tznius, we cover up. We're careful. The Medrash, the Ramban quotes, the Mechilta, cites Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai the second time, V'samticha b'nikras hatzur. Remember, the first time Moshe ascends to Shemayim, second time HaKadosh Baruch Hu descends on that mountain with Moshe, and Moshe has to be covered by a rock. Again, out of respect, at the snare when Moshe first sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he covers his face, V'yester Moshe panav kirei mehabit. So the night of Pesach was not because they were afraid, out of kavod for the Shechina, out of respect for the Shechina, out of respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, the Jews stayed inside. Deference, reverence. The last 3-4 weeks, we have felt the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably more deeply than we ever had. Because all of humanity has screeched to a halt. Because all of our society, because all of our technology and all of our medicine has come up short. Because we face death and we realize the mortality of the human condition. For all sorts of reasons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has become much more present in our world. Our dependency and our reliance on Him is much more acute. We feel it more substantially. Tonight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't just be in this world because of the medical crisis, but because history recycles and it's a Le'al Shimurim. So out of deference to the Shechina, specifically this year, we're staying in our homes just as they did. This is the first time in history. Imagine that. First time in 3,500 years that we're recreating their quarantine, and for the very same reasons. Because the Shechina has been such a presence in our lives. He's always there. The Shechina has always been there, but we've felt it so much, and it will intensify tonight as Pesach reinvents itself and recycles. That's one reason. The second reason the Jews didn't leave their homes, the Ramban doesn't talk about this, but it's latent in the Medrash, is that at least in those days, there was a clear division between daytime and nighttime. Daytime was the realm for human activity. Nighttime was the realm for animal activity because they didn't have electricity, so people pretty much were home at night during the dark hours of the 24-hour cycle. The Medrash quotes the very famous Perek in Tehillim Kuf Dalet. At night, the animals forage and scavenge for food. Both Tirmos, Kol, Chaiso, Yar, all the animals are scavenging and gathering for food. Hakathirim Shragim Lataref, and the little lions are crying and screeching for their food. Tizrach HaShemesh Yosefun, sun rises, all the animals are gathered back into their caves. Yetzi Adam Lefalo, V'Lavadaso De'arv, and then man emerges from his home and begins to work. So in those days, there was a clear division between human activity during the day and the animal kingdom at night. The Avos, for example, the Medrash says, were very careful not to travel at night, even though they were on their way for mitzvahs. Because they didn't want to disrupt what the Medrash calls Derech Eretz, the way of the land. The Avos knew they were launching history. They wanted the history they were launching to be in sync with the natural order, the natural convention. So Avram Vayashkim Avram Baboker, Yaakov Vayashkim Yaakov Baboker, Moshe, Shmuel, they were on their way for important agendas and mitzvahs. They should have left at 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, get an early beat the traffic, get some kilometers under their wings before daybreak, before it gets hot. They all start in the morning, early in the morning, but they all start in the morning because they didn't want to disrupt convention. The night is for the animals. Day is for human beings. Again, in those days, they were launching history. They wanted Jewish history to be in sync. The language of the Medrash is so crucial. Out of Derech Eretz, convention, they didn't want to disrupt. And the Jews, the night of Mitzrayim, were on a similar trajectory, building history, launching national experience. They didn't want to leave at 4 in the morning or 3 in the morning, even though power had already been beaten and the Bechoros had already been disposed of. And they could have left early. They could have gotten an early start. No, wait until morning. Derech Eretz. Well, we no longer live in a time in which day is human and night is animal. We blurred the differences. And the ability to schedule or choreograph or coordinate our Pesach with Derech Eretz hasn't really been available, even relevant for that. But this year it is. Because this year we're maintaining a small, quarantined, closed-in Pesach Seder out of Derech Eretz. Not to day versus night, not to the times of the day versus the times at night, but to the medical needs of the entire world and of our communities and health standards and civic policy. So imagine that. We're staying at home out of Derech Eretz, the same way the Jewish people stayed in their homes the night of Pesach in Mitzrayim, out of Derech Eretz. It's an amazing thought. For the first time in 3,500 years, we're staying at home the same way they did, but not because we're afraid, but because of public health concerns and because of deference to the Shechina. A chag kasher v'samech to everyone.